Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
That's real.
That was real, man.
That was real. That was not scripted. That
I
was
hate
not,
my dad for making me like this damn team.
That was
team.
Real.
Now,
I can't even blame my father. He's a Giants fan. let me ask you this. Are you upset with the Jets for drafting well several years ago and getting nothing out of these guys for trading them? Or are you happy the fact that, you know, they realize they're going nowhere and they at least got some capital for them?
Both. I'm upset.
Okay,
because,
fair enough.
Seriously, because I thought that was an amazing draft they had. I mean, I was shocked.
Right.
I was stunned.
But you're right.
Yeah. That they did that well. I mean, look at the people they got. Like, Sauce Gardner was, like, touted nationally. Breece Hall was a premier running back. Garrett Wilson. All these guys. Quinn Williams.
Breece Hall, Iowa State, right?
Cool.
Iowa State?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, wow, look at what they did. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. Injuries happened. Sauce Gardner was a little underperforming. Breece Hall got hurt. But now that they're clearly going, they're going to Jetsville. They're going nowhere. And you got to make bold moves. Look, the world wasn't changed by reasonable men. You got to be unreasonable and take risks to succeed in life. You just do. So, you can't, like, you have people call the show like, yeah, let's go. Let's unload Cooper. Cooper Rush, and we'll get,
Everybody's on hold waiting for you to offer that.
Yeah,
trade.
We're going to get,
like, you want to give me draft picked for Sauce Gardner? Wait a minute. I'm trying to wait and see if the Ravens are going to call and offer me Cooper Rush.
Now, my question to the person that asked that is, now tell me, would you accept it if you were on the other side of it?
Yeah, always.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah, because, if I need, like, five players that aren't any good and you want to give up your best player for that, yeah, then it's a perfect trade.
Yeah.
It's like being in fantasy leagues. I love when guys would send you a trade and tell you why it's good for you. Ah, I didn't realize you were in it to help me out.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah. It's very magnanimous.
this would be very good for you.
Good for you. Yeah. So, Jeremy, you think the Colts failed this?
Yes. Here, let me try to read what Ken McCusick wrote on this, because I thought it was, it kind of just tells you everything you need to know. He said, it's positively an absurd amount to trade for Sauce Gardner. Great player, but Indy just gave up the future of the franchise for the right to make him the highest paid cornerback in the game, probably by a wide margin. And he's correct, because, like, now you're trading for it, making the move to figure it out. You are going to have to extend him at some point. I understand he just signed an extension, but to make the money work, you're going to have to extend him, and then that means so you not only traded for a guy and gave up draft capital, but now you're paying him, and it feels like you gave up way too much for a guy that's not playing, like a guy that should be traded for two
yes.
first-round picks.
Yeah.
He's good, don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's going to make Indy better this year. Does he make them better for the long haul, or are they looking? Because, like, the one thing that people don't realize with the Ravens and talking about draft capital is you're going to have a lot of holes to fill next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of things to figure out. And who you're going to pay. And
you don't have a tight end on the payroll for next year.
No. Who's your center going to be?
Yeah.
Are you looking for pass rushers? Are you cutting Marlon Humphrey? Is he coming back? Like, What are you doing? What happens with Matabike? What if this isn't just a one-year thing?
Yeah. So if you trade draft capital, then it may force you to re-sign one of these guys, one or two of these guys at their price, and you don't want to do that.
And you want cheap talent. Yeah. And then, and by the way, you can say what you want. We can go back year after year if you want. The Ravens hit in the draft more so than most teams in this league. Yeah, we can go back and point at some second-round picks and go, I didn't like that one. But year after year, tell me the last time they've missed on a first-round pick here. I mean, you could sit here and point at Hayden Hurst, but they traded him. That's the same year they got Lamar. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could point at Owe and say, well, that dog didn't hunt.
Sergio Kendall, the first-round pick.
He was a second-round pick. But they traded back.
He was the first pick,
yes.
But it was in the second round.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's some guys you can look at, but you just...
Was he the pick or Dan Cody? Who
got Dan, both of them were second-round picks.
But who got there?
They were both guys that, if I remember correctly, the Ravens traded out of the first round, mm-hmm. and they ended up being their picks.
I don't know how they. I don't know who they traded out of first round for, but they did trade
out. I don't mean to worry. I'm just saying, but he was a failed pick. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, first pick that didn't work out well.
Yeah, take the elevator, not the stairs.
Yeah.
According to you, the escalator.
You know, an escalator can never break. It just becomes stairs. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys can feel free to check it out yourself if you want.
Why is it when they work on escalators in the mall, they always, always seem to turn off the one that's going up?
Yeah.
I can walk down fine. Why do you have to do that?
Ed,
what?
Why'd you let him do that?
What?
He just completely derailed you.
No, I didn't. We're talking about escalators. We were talking about it earlier. Remember, you brought up elevators.
You're right, I did.
It's your fault.
I'm sorry. My fault. Did the Jets get better? Or was that?
Well, you asked the more important question. Do they do the right thing with these draft picks?
No, they don't.
Well, that's how you know they got better. It's like the problem I have with it is maybe they come up with an amazing draft in the next 2 years because they have 06 and 07 picks, I think, in this mm-hmm. combination. They may kill it like they have. They've done it. But what do you have done with it?
How's the Jets' offensive line? Eh?
Okay. Yeah.
Because, like, you're looking at it, if you're going to go get a rookie quarterback and you're going to put him behind a line that's no good, then what are you doing? Like, if they got five first-round picks over the next 2 years, I'd rather them use that pick each time it comes up than to take two or three of them and try to move up and go get one player. You're not one player away. You're multiple years away. And, oh, by the way, you're going to stink for the next couple of years. You'll be drafting at the top end of the draft.
Yeah, like this year.
I've given up even expecting the Jets to do anything but suck. I have. Well, I mean,
not sticking your neck out there. They've sucked for 55 years.
I've given up on it.
Yeah. What do you bet Justin Fields as a quarterback?
What do I? No. As theirs?
No, I don't think that's anybody's quarterback.
I mean, he's going to help him get good draft picks.
Exactly. He'll lose his way right into the top three draft picks.
Justin Fields is, in my mind, is basically what everybody thought Lamar was going to be.
Yep.
Where it's like he has to be in the perfect situation, an offense that suits him, for him to have success.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.